Hi, my name is Bob, and I approve this message.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final hour of the big show, getting ready to go. It is Nick, Barry, and Joel as we are back for more.
Guys, 1 hour and then I'm on vacation. Suck it. Suck it.
Got Cool and the Gang fired up, Nick?
Y'all going to celebrate?
I got it in queue.
Yeah, well, whatevers. What are y'all doing? What's your theme for Way Back Wednesday? I'm still going to participate.
Are you?
I'm still going to. Kirsten, you have a question for the teacher?
Or a suggestion? Or
yeah.
A
suggestion?
We can't hear you. You have to get a mic on the mic.
90s boy bands.
Turn that mic on for her.
There's
let her
the
make a suggestion.
Spirit.
The mic is on.
No, I can't hear Nick.
Okay, well, that's okay. We're not doing a new show. What is your suggestion?
I said do 90s boy bands.
We've already done that.
You did?
Yeah.
Months ago?
Yeah.
I don't know that we did that.
Yeah, we did.
Did we, Nick?
We did boy bands.
I think we did. I don't know if it was 90s boy bands, but we did boy bands.
Yeah, we did boy bands.
We just did pre-2000.
New Kids on the Block.
Fine, you should do your favorite songs from the year I was born.
Oh, my God.
Since I'm
cut her mic off.
Everybody
that's
loves
it.
Me.
Kirsten Spike, everybody.
Yeah.
I was just going to mention that Kirsten is leaving us for bigger and better things. I don't know who's going to run this place now, but you already beat us to it.
Oh, yep.
And let everybody know.
I can't wait for the first tweets to come through to me from some of our listeners when our stream is down.
And you don't work here anymore?
Because they always tweet me, like, hey, Kirsten, go fix it. And I'm like, all right. And it's up within 10 minutes. Now I'm going to be like,
I wish you would have done that with the Wi-Fi.
I can't help you there.
Got a little quiet.
All right. Well, come up with something before the hour's up, Kirsten. We're going to need a suggestion.
I'll think about it.
Okay. All right. Do we want to do these calls?
Sure.
Sure.
I want to know what this is, the deal with Clayton.
Clayton, what's up, man?
Gentlemen, good afternoon.
Clayton, welcome to ESPN 97.5. How are you?
Such a dork.
Clayton. I am very good. Nick, you there? Nick.
I am. I'm here.
Uh-oh.
Hey, buddy, listen. So a couple things. I just have some advice because I'm starting to notice a trend, okay?
Oh, boy.
Stick behind the glass, okay, for this show. Just stay producing and start to distance yourself as much as possible. Maybe do some more spots with, like, Raheel and Dell. And just like, and if you want more airtime, I'm noticing a trend with these two guys. Okay, starting to get a little political, starting to call caller or listeners dumb, and threatening to block them. It sounds a lot like the show after this is starting to rub off on them a little bit. You know what I mean?
That's hilarious. I'm blocking you, by the way.
Cut him off. My internet's not
no,
working.
You say
Clayton.
That.
This is the dumbest call I've ever heard. I'm blocking Clayton on Twitter.
Well, also, I just wanted.
Okay.
I just wanted to also get you guys' opinion on Lane Kiffin. So,
well, I mean, after that beautiful introduction,
yeah, Clayton,
I don't see why we wouldn't want to. I don't see why. Yeah,
well, he has nothing bad to say
crack
about me.
Crack the bed,
so.
Saints now, Clayton.
Call. You're welcome to call anytime. No, I'm just
I think we get political about once a month, and I've called two callers dumb and meant it.
Do we?
Has it gone to
45
seconds ago? Yeah.
Really?
I don't think, but the key thing is we don't really bring it up for the most part. It's brought to us, whether it be by occurrences in the media or callers.
I was going to say, yeah, if there's something going on in society that's not sports related, we'll still talk about it.
I never bring up
politics.
I don't. But I know we've brought it up on this show. I'm just not educated enough to sit there and give you a valid opinion. And I don't think you have to be an expert to give an opinion.
No,
but
you can have an opinion.
But I think you need to school yourself a little bit. And that's the reason why I personally stay away from
What happened to he hung up?
I just potted him down. I didn't hang up on him.
Oh, yeah. He hung up. He had a question about Lane Kiffin, which was riveting
radio.
He said,
what about him? So Lane Kiffin just signed a 10-year deal.
And I think if the Boca Bowl is your measure of success, then you're in for a great 10 years.
Yeah, if you want to be last chance university and the guys that you get are the five-star recruits that bomb out somewhere else and are looking for a last-ditch place to play, then you go to play for Lane Kiffin. Do I think he'll live out the 10
Hell
years?
No.
No.
10
do
years
I think
means
he'll
nothing.
Be there 2 years? Maybe. Do I think that he'll end up somewhere else? Yes. And do I think he will screw up another situation? Possibly. I think that the you know what? What's the Magic 8-Ball say? Chances are good. You know,
right.
Because of the fact that there's a guy that we're talking about, James Harden, and maybe he's hit the maturation process where he's, you know, taking care of himself more and doing more things. Sure. Absolutely. But James young enough to do that. At this point in Lane Kiffin's career, If you haven't learned by Tennessee and USC, maybe you're never going to learn.
I'm sorry. I heard everything you said, and I agree with you.
Okay.
And I don't think he's going to live out the 10 years. But somebody texted the show, Kirsten, I apologize in advance for saying this to your face.
Oh, no.
Somebody texted the show and said, I'm sorry. I just started listening. Was that Juggalo Trey?
Oh, wow.
So, Kirsten, there you go.
I am so offended right now.
She put her mic back.
Is your favorite group Oasis, Kirsten?
Did you just say, oh, you wrecked me?
Do you like the Dallas Cowboys?
No. Just say, oh, you wrecked me.
I hate all of you.
Do you like NASCAR?
End of story. No.
Well, you do have red hair.
No, I do not.
And he has red hair.
Shut up.
No, don't, Joel, don't ruin this.
Come on, just once say, oh, you wrecked me.
No.
Okay.
I'm so offended right
that's
now.
That's super funny.
Your
I like
listeners
that.
Are stupid.
Well, hey. Oh, my God. Now
that was intern Trey.
The opinions of Kirsten, who is now only an employee of the station
kidding.
For the rest of this week, now are not those opinions of Nick Berry.
Clayton's driving around going, see, I told you. Don't put that evil on us. All right. We can move on now. Sorry. I just had to.
Trey, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. We're going to continue to move on now on the usual suspects.
She almost slapped you. Let me get through some of these texts before we go to break because I know we've got to go. Somebody said James Harden is up at 4 a.m. He absolutely is up at 4 a.m. leaving the strip club. So there you go. That's good.
Point taken.
Right. And speaking of Rockets, do you want to do this call before we go, Troy?
Absolutely, Troy. You want to get in here real quick? What's up?
What's going on, guys?
What up?
How are
Troy?
You doing, my man?
Merry Christmas.
You
Bro,
too.
Merry Christmas to you. It's been a long time.
Yeah, where you been?
I've been listening every day, just haven't been calling in. But went to bed last night with the wife, and I told her, I said, you better not go to sleep because fourth period, they're fixing to turn this thing around. And sure enough,
mm-hmm.
She woke up after the game. She said, well, how'd it turn out? I said, they won by 21. She goes, no way. I said, yeah, they did. They're really exciting to watch. They're getting more exciting to watch every game they play, it seems like.
Hey, no sound effects. That's my job.
I think that was just his phone. Keep going, Troy.
Go ahead, buddy.
But anyway, no, they're just, you guys were talking the other day that it doesn't sound like anybody's getting behind them, but I think a lot of people are. They're just doing it kind of quiet, and I think a lot of people are paying attention to how good they're playing, and it's just exciting watching them guys play right now.
Troy, do you often say that to your wife when the Rockets aren't on?
What's that?
Hey, wife, don't go to bed yet. It's fourth quarter. I'm ready to turn this thing around.
Yeah.
Not
when
as
the
nothing.
Rockets are on, when the Rockets are on, nothing else is getting turned around. Time to watch Rockets.
Wow. All right. Well, there you go.
But
that
anyway,
basically
we,
sums
we,
up the wife.
We managed to get some tickets. We're going to see LA tomorrow night, so it ought to be good.
Fantastic.
Enjoy the game, man.
Yeah, dude. Thanks for the
but
call.
Anyway,
don't be a stranger.
I love the show, man.
Appreciate
it. I won't. Talk to you guys.
Merry
Appreciate
Christmas.
It, Troy. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and again, you're always welcome in here.
How about favorite Christmas covers pre-2000? Is there enough to do that? And why even covers? Because you could do, Run DMC had a Christmas song that wasn't a cover.
And Mariah Carey had a recent
oh,
one.
Oh, God. Blah, 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 blah. Gross.
Listen, buddy, you're not here tomorrow. We could make a last-second substitution if we wanted to.
Do it. Dude is
audible.
On crack.
We could audible.
Do it. I'm going to send you a list, but you
we
can change.
We need a topic.
Okay.
I don't know that we necessarily
We'll get a topic before I leave, and I'll still send you my list. I'll even send you my list for next week if you guys just
Isn't
tell me what the topic is.
Isn't there enough holiday music out there right now?
Yeah, we don't need that.
I agree.
Don't need more.
That's what I'm thinking.
Somebody said, that dude was on crack. This is the best show on ESPN. Boom! Suck it! That's the smartest text we've ever
Perfect
received.
Perfect timing, Todd.
On this show, in the history of this show.
Barry, read that again.
Best show on ESPN was the text. Thanks, Mom.
See you, Trey.
Kirsten, poor thing.
Kirsten is not
of being
happy
Trey.
With that. All right, so we'll continue to roll on. We're in the final hour of the big show. We're going to take a break. Then we're going to come back with a whole lot more. Barry, Nick, and Joel, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Ain't holding nothing back.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Here's the problem you have, and this is why in radio and TV stations, mostly prevalent in TV stations, the rule is when you decide you're leaving or you've been terminated, either way, you have 30 minutes and a box, and you got to get out. So, and the reason being is
if you don't,
they are going to take full liberties and advantages until they actually do walk out the door. So we have just added a third co-host.
No.
Trey's going to be with us for the rest of the hour.
Oh, boy. Ouch. DJ Caliente said, what about for Way Back Wednesday freestyle breakdance music? Didn't we do breakdance music?
We did something like that.
Like the tweet. I wasn't sure if we did it. Like, I think we did, but I'm not sure.
Kirsten also said tomorrow was the year Elvis Presley got drafted.
It was killed?
No.
Elvis
Presley. I don't know. Something about Elvis tomorrow. So, do we want to do 3 hours of Elvis songs? Because I won't be here, so I don't care.
Anniversary?
I don't care. So, we can do Elvis if you want. I won't be here. Doesn't bother me.
It would bother me.
I know.
That's why I'm glad.
He was drafted into the Army tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, we need to come up with something. Somebody asked us, have you guys mentioned that crazy-ass UFO video yet? I haven't seen this.
I haven't either.
So, I Googled it. And maybe our listeners know what it is, and maybe I'm looking at the right one, maybe I'm looking at the wrong one, I don't know, but I Googled it and I found former Pentagon official says we may not be alone. There's a picture of a fighter jet tracking an object that looks strangely like a UFO, and it's from the military. Now, I don't know what this is, and I might be looking at the wrong one, but it brings up the bigger question, the better question. Do you guys believe in UFOs? Do you think that they exist? Do you think that we are alone in this universe or in this galaxy?
Well, if you ever seen the movie Paul, you'd know it's fact.
Paul?
You ever seen that movie,
what
Paul?
Is Paul?
It's hilarious.
P-A-U-L?
Just Paul, yeah.
Or P-A-W?
No, Paul. P-A-U-L. The name, Paul.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Okay, I'll have to put it
that
on
sounded,
the
movie.
You're not going to get the reference.
Sincere.
I'll have to put it on the vacation watch list.
Yeah,
is it worth my time?
I mean, I think it's a kind of fun.
Well,
it's a funny
when you
movie.
Start off
he's
your answer,
put it on you.
If you start off your answer with, I mean, then yeah. I'm not watching it. That's well, exactly what I said. Is it a good watch? You go. I mean, nope. I'm out.
Let's see here.
I'm
three,
out.
Three and a half ratings on
out of 100.
No, out of 3.5 rating. Three out of 5 stars.
Oh, that's not good enough.
On what? Angry Tomatoes.
Angry Tomatoes. Yeah. I'm a 4-star or better movie guy. If you can't bring me 4 stars, then it's not worth my time.
It's on the IMDb. That's like the standard of rating. That and Rotten Tomatoes, right?
Yeah, yeah. But if you can't bring me 4 stars or better, it's not worth my time.
What is? Isn't it hard to get 4 stars though on that?
That's
rating?
The point. I'm the Kobe of movie watching. I expect perfection. I am gonna have 2 movie numbers retired.
After the conversation
I'm just glad
we
I
just
watched.
Had a few segments ago, I don't think you want to be the Kobe anything, at least for the rest of the day.
I don't care.
I'm just saying.
But I don't know what the video is, but I did watch something
did
on
it?
CNN. Yeah, I watched
yeah,
something
I'm CNN.
CNN. It's kind of creepy
it
looking.
It looks weird. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, but it doesn't surprise me. Do you guys believe in UFOs?
I think that there's other life forms out there.
I don't know. I think
you would have to be foolish to think that in the vastness of that is the universe. And if you think about, if you just want an idea about how big the universe is, take a piece of salt, for example, one minor piece of salt, and then think about how big this planet is. And that doesn't even begin to cover our planet and the existence of the universe. It's just so big, you can't wrap your mind around it. So to think that whether you believe in creation or whether you believe in the Big Bang or evolution or whatever, but to think that all of this was done and we're the only people or the only species around to experience it, I think would be pretty naive. What are the chances with as many planets and solar systems exist in this world? What are the chances that there was a planet the same distance from the sun that ours is that went through similar things? They may not look exactly like us, but I think the chances are pretty high that there's something else out there.
And I think there's a separation between UFO and other life forms. Whether they're out there flying around or not, I don't know, but I do believe that there's other life forms out there.
Now, I will say that on the flip side of that, when you look at videos from 50 years ago and UFO sightings, and you think, well, that's not so advanced now. When you look back at it, you're like, well, those are kind of whack. Was that futuristic? But I don't know. I just think that there's probably something out there. But I also believe in ghosts, so who knows?
And you know what? I know that I heard Fred and AJ say that they don't.
They don't believe in ghosts? No. Or they don't believe in UFOs?
Ghosts.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They were talking about the other day, and I am with you. I believe in ghosts as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do not believe
in ghosts.
You don't?
No.
Do you believe, like, you don't believe? I think
we've actually had this conversation on the show before.
Yeah. Have you ever watched, like, John Edwards or the Long Island Medium? Have you ever watched any of those shows?
Nope.
I know who the Long Island Medium is because Lisa's watching.
But I've seen the previews. I get what you're saying.
That's creepy stuff.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah,
it's creepy stuff. Whether you believe or not, there's some stuff that they.
Raheel had a medium on that was.
Something happened. Yeah. By the way, NASCAR Johnny, I saw your text. I will not read it on the air per your request, but I saw it. And OU Mike, thank you for the Christmas wishes to myself and Nora and our furry kids, which doesn't actually mean we have kids that are hairy. If you're new to the show,
there you go.
Yeah. Kirsten is hot. Is she single? No, she's not single. That's inappropriate, sir.
Breaking news, Nick, in case you guys want to know. The questions have been answered. The Packers have put Aaron Rodgers on injured reserve. He's done for the year. So if they don't get in, he doesn't get back in. He's done.
What?
He's done for the year.
That was it?
That's it.
So they're like, nah, screw it.
So get ready for
no risk.
By the way, they signed quarterback Joe Callahan. So get ready for the Joe Callahan era to start, as well as the continuation of the Todd Hundley experiment.
Ugh.
Or Brett Hundley.
I was about to say, yeah.
Brett Hundley. Todd Hundley was a baseball player.
Yeah, you wish you had Todd Hundley.
He might be better. he might throw for more than 84 yards.
Better arm.
Good Lord, that's right.
Oh, that's good stuff. You know
what? Unlike what Texans fans can say, I hope the Packers lose the last two games so they can get a better draft pick. Oh, boy.
Somebody said aliens, yes. Aliens on Earth, no. And I'm with you.
I agree with that.
I don't know that. Have we been visited? Sure. But I don't know if it's what 90% of the stuff you see
would be
accurate.
No aliens? Why not? Why does he believe in aliens, but he doesn't believe that they exist in the world? Why not?
I think what he's implying is that there aren't aliens living amongst us. That, yeah, they may come here or fly by and be like, hey, look at that. They're weird down there.
Single forever.
Oh, they just got Velcro. That's cute. We had that 7 million years ago or something like that. But, yeah. You heard that, right? Like, they thought Velcro was an alien invention.
I did not hear that.
It actually isn't. That was the rumor forever, is that we got Velcro from aliens, but that's not true. Some dude discovered it walking through a field that basically had those little, those little stickers that'll cling to your pant legs or, like, your dog or whatever. They get caught in their fur.
Those prickly little,
It was something like that stuck to his socks or his pant leg, and he started thinking about it, and he was like, why are these things so hard to get off? And he looked under a microscope. And it was the little, it had thousands of tiny little hooks that had connected to the fibers of his pant leg. And that's how Velcro was thought of. And then from there, he experimented and came up with Velcro. Look at that. This just turned into an educational show. Can't beat
that. That's the beauty of this show, because it can go a million different directions. But we always bring it to you in such a way that you will find at the end of the day that you have something that you can take away for the rest of your
listening
experience.
Including this. Don't let Nick fool you. Paul sucked ass. That was a terrible movie.
Really?
Yes.
Is that a real text or a tweet?
That wasn't a real text.
Put it on Twitter.
So funny.
Nick. All right. Right now, I want to tell you guys about my friends at Texas Can Academies. I've been telling you about them for quite a while. I'm going to tell you about them right now, especially during the holidays. If there's, you're trying to clean up before the relatives come over, maybe you've suffered some devastation during Hurricane Harvey, you got a vehicle that isn't working anymore, you want to get rid of, you don't know what to do, but you certainly don't want to spend any more money on a tow truck. Well, all you got to do is get in touch with Texas Can Academies. They'll do the rest. They'll find out where you live. They come to you. They tow it away. They do all the paperwork. You mention ESPN 97.5, you get a $50 gift card. And you also get a nice tax deduction. And that's where the process really begins. They take over. They take the vehicle. They turn it into resources. So kids trying to get a second chance at an education can get bookmarked money, bus fare, warm meals, eyeglasses, you name it, they can do it for these kids because of the fact that you make donations. These donations allow you to reduce some of the worries that kids have when they're trying to get an education by having these distractions taken care of. And when these distractions are taken care of, they can focus more on the books and they can get that education. It's a great program. If you have something that you think you might be able to donate, call them, please. 713-225-4226 or log on to Houston Cars for Kids. That's HoustonCarsForKids.com. And make sure that you mention you heard it here on ESPN 97.5. As always, right off the car, not the kid.
To get the latest and best content on where to go, what to do, where to eat, and where to drink, go to culturemap.com. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
See, that's just not right. If that was me, you'd have gone, ha, and had me just talking.
I honestly didn't even realize what you were doing until you're making him say it again. I didn't even realize what you were trying to do.
Thanks. Last day here. You could have at least gone with me on one.
He thinks I'm always picking on just him.
I know. Like, you've never picked on me.
I was picking on you for like the entire hour.
No,
first hour.
Not true.
Oh, you hear what you want to hear.
That's not true.
Well, all right.
Selective hearing is different.
Somebody said, cool story, Barry. Now tell us the story of how motion lotion was invented. Because I was telling you guys the story about...
The Velcro. I listen.
Yeah, motion lotion was invented when there was this guy, his name was Bobby Jenkins, and he had sunbathed naked, and he got a chapped penis, and he went to the doctor, and they were like, well, we have this prescription lotion, put it on there, and then he did, and he was like, whoa, if this didn't hurt so bad, it would feel so good. And that's how that was invented.
I'm going to call BS on
that. All right. Well, maybe that was true. Maybe it wasn't. I don't know. Way back Wednesday, favorite Chicano wrap. Since a lot of people will be eating tamales in honor of Chingo Bling, the Tamale King.
I think we already nominated our winner a few weeks ago, didn't we? Rico Suave?
No. If you call that Chicano wrap, a bunch of Chicano wrap fans will murder you.
Yeah.
If we were to point out the top five most overused Wayback Wednesday songs so far, Ice Ice Baby has to be one.
No.
We love it, but we use it all the time. We played that song quite a bit. Yeah, Rico Suave has been used a lot.
Top's Drop, Nick goes to pretty much even when we did hair metal bands. He was like, oh, Top's Drop. So that and Tupac.
I was going to say, for Nick, Tupac, and then you're done.
We've got to come up with something good, though.
Yeah, we got a half hour to go, gang. So if you got any ideas for Wayback Wednesday, get them going.
People are texting the show, wait, is Barry leaving for good? No, whether you're rooting for that or not. No, I'm not leaving for good. I have vacation days that I'll be using. I'll be back January 2nd.
There you have it.
Promise. I'll be here also December 29th.
And more breaking news, Nick, and you don't have to hit the breaking news button if you don't want to, but this one is actually better than the last one I gave you.
Can't be.
Which is my daughter took someone else out at school today.
Like, ass-whooping takeout?
Like, yeah. So I said to Lisa, she said, your daughter did it again. So it's my daughter now. Yeah, it's your daughter.
Well, she's whooping ass. Now.
Yeah, so I get a text. Your daughter did it again. She took a kid out today. She actually, I think, not only drew blood, but she went out after somebody. And I said, what happened? And she said, apparently, a friend of hers in school was fascinated by her jacket and got a little too close to her, and she decided to put an end to it. My daughter's an ass kicker. She can stick up for herself. I like it.
That's pretty badass.
Yeah, she's all right at this stuff.
This is a total situation where you're happy about the situation,
hell yeah,
and Lisa's not.
But I told you the last time, I was happy until they tell you it's anonymous. Like, even the people whose child was hurt, they're not going to, because she's come home with a few body blows herself.
Oh.
And they
see
say,
why now, though.
So they say, we're going to keep it anonymous. And then the next day, when Taylor was younger, and I'm carrying her into the school, it's supposed to be anonymous, and the lady opens the door and goes, "Hey, is Taylor going to scratch the hell out of anybody today?" And
wow.
I'm like, "Oh, so anonymous went out the window this morning. Yeah, thanks a lot. Merry Christmas." That's fantastic.
You want to do this call?
Sure. Joey wants to get in here on the Rockets. Joe, welcome to ESPN 97.5. How are you?
I'm great, guys. How are y'all? Hey, first of all, Nick, I totally agree with you. Paul is awesome. That's a funny movie.
You shut your mouth, second, Larry.
It's awesome. A hilarious movie. Second of all, my question about the Rockets is, of all the pieces that could possibly be available for at the trade deadline, the one that I find interesting would be Steven Adams. I think he would be great in the post for us and add a lot of depth on defense. And the other thing I wanted to ask was, I heard you guys earlier, I just got back in the truck and heard y'all talking about the fat ass draft, and I wanted to see what was going on with that because I had put in my stats for it, but I hadn't heard anything. So let me know because I'm really interested. 6 foot tall, 360 pounds. I think I'll be first rounder.
You are definitely my first round pick, Joe.
Way to go, Joe. Great stuff.
And yeah.
I was going to mention when you mentioned it the first time. Look, it's not like it's not going to happen. We're just trying to get everything to line up. But what we're trying to do is make it as convenient as possible for the listeners as well so that we can make it accurate from a stat standpoint and a weigh-in standpoint. But after that, we are dead set honest on doing this for you guys. We're all probably going to participate as well.
I'm even thinking about we should do like I don't know, like I like to run, so if people want to meet maybe and run or something, I'm down for that too. I'm all for whatever.
Yeah, just to show you our dedication to you guys too, we just didn't want to do something that just was going to fly by night, come and go, and no big deal. We want to do something that's going to make a difference. And with resolutions, let's make something happen that is great for you guys to take care of yourself, become healthier, and in the process have more fun with us. So we're definitely working on it. We've got a lot of things coming together, and hopefully in the near future we'll be dropping it on you.
But yeah, Joe, if you texted your information in, we have it. I that day that we got over 120 of you guys texting us, I turned that over to the interns. They made a spreadsheet for me. And anybody else that's been texting the show since then with your stats, your height, weight, and name and email, I've been adding you to the list. So it's going to happen.
And Barry, you're right. Like, even if we did it on an off day, like if we met on a day at Memorial Park and had one time around Memorial Park's 3 miles.
Let's do it.
The runners can run. The walkers can walk. You're still going to start and finish at the same area.
Nick, you can race walk like those weirdos do with the short shorts where you – walk real fast, but
I've
you don't run.
Nick the Packers like, touchdown celebration last week was a speed walking contest.
That
it
would
was fantastic.
Be Nick. That would totally be Nick.
Isn't it so easy to cheat in that competition?
No. When I used to run track.
You have to have one heel on the ground at all times.
When I used to run track, they did the race walking as an event. And this was AAU. They actually had race walking. And first of all, it's the dumbest looking event I've ever.
Yes, it is.
It's just ridiculously dumb. But they would have people, judges, all the way around the track watching these guys and gals and making sure that they weren't running.
It's something you can never look good doing.
No,
you know what I mean?
You look ridiculous.
It's like working out your inner hip abductors in the gym. You know, you can't make that look good.
You know what it looks like? The only thing I can think of that reminds me of what race walking looks like is when you were a kid at the pool and you were running around the pool and the lifeguard said, "Hey, no running." But you really wanted to get to the water, so you stopped running, but you were doing that really fast walk to get around the pool. That's exactly what it looks like. It just looks like a bunch of people that were just told by a lifeguard to stop running around the pool.
Or it looks like someone pulled their hip flexor on both sides, and they're trying to stretch it out while they're walking because they're constantly like contorting and stretching out while they're
it's
doing
very
that.
Weird.
I'm sure
like
they swear
walk.
By it.
It's like a duck walk.
Somebody said, don't forget Nick's use of 25 lighters on way back.
That's another one. That is fat fat.
Yep. Nailed that one as
I like
well.
This one, though.
Hey, did you have an opinion on his
idea of
Adams?
Right. You know, it started with a conversation that Mario and I had last week, and then it's continued on, and we were talking about it a little bit earlier. Nick asked the question, what would they look to add between now and the trade deadline? And I still really stick to this. The only thing that they really need, in my estimation, other than a blockbuster, which I think they would have to deplete their roster to get, is more help in the low post. Steven Adams, if he's available, and I have not heard what Joe heard, if Joe heard he's available – you want to talk about a perfect fit for a Rockets team because OKC plays up-tempo enough that he can get up and down the floor. But talk about a guy that gives you an enforcer, that gives you someone that will be a power rebounder for you, someone that has skills around the basket, and someone that's an ass kicker. that if you touch like any Taylor. Of your players, he is going to knock someone on their ass. He is a younger Nene that's going to be healthier. And by the way, because of all the shortcomings of OKC this year, no one's noticing. He may be an all-star this year. That's how well he's playing. I think he'd be a hell of an addition depending on what you got to give up.
I just think he's one of those guys, too, that I think it'd be a great addition, first of all, in terms of a skill set and a fit. But, you know, with the whole Durant and Russell Westbrook thing went down, you know, he was one of those loyalty guys. So I don't know if he's, you know, if that plays into his decision. He's going to stay with the Thunder as long as Westbrook is there. I don't know. But, yeah, I think it would be great. We were talking about it before the show. I think a big man would be absolutely
Again, because, look, helpful. You love Nene. And Nene kind of fills that role. You just can't rely on how healthy he's going to be, and he's down in the downside of his
career. I don't think he wants you to. He doesn't want to play more than 14 minutes.
You don't think so?
I don't think he wants to play more than 14
minutes. He's great in the locker room. He's great in the short spurts when he's playing. But I think in the playoffs, and we've talked about it, if you face a Gasol and an Aldridge, if you face guys where you really got to play low post defense, Clint still a little needs a little bit more sand in his shorts to hold his own on the low block. If you could add one more post defender or post type player, I think it would help him a lot. I really do. And by the way, I sent this to you guys. Barry doesn't want to see it. I just sent it to you again, Nick, but I also tweeted it earlier if you want to catch it. But last night, I know the Hawks have been playing bad lately, but last night in the fourth quarter, the Hawks came out of a timeout and the cameras were focused on the bench as the players got off the bench. And evidently, a woman had a little bit too much to drink or something went wrong. And she tried to stop herself from throwing up and couldn't do it. And I was like, oh my God. God.
So she put her hand over her mouth and
hands completely
both
over her
sides.
Mouth to like hope no one notices and like pff, 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 and it was just flying out
and
all over.
So is it kind of like, you know how when you put your thumb over the hose and it makes it spray in all different directions? Was it like that?
It pretty much is. Yeah.
Oh God, that, and I'm glad I didn't watch that. That's disgusting.
No, I really think you should watch it.
Nope, not doing that. Barry, Merry Christmas to you and your diarrhea and blind cats. That was from All Texting, No Tweeting. I'm not looking
You're
at
not going to look
no.
at my screen?
Thank you, All Texting, No Tweeting. Merry Christmas to you. Somebody just texted the show, and this is all it says. Yeah, boy, dilly dilly, tonsil stones, no pun intended.
Pretty much sums up our last 6 months.
That's pretty much. Somebody said, what are the odds? What are the odds the show will be funnier without Barry? All right. Thank you, sir. Much love. And then the last one is somebody, where'd it go? Damn it. Oh, favorite or worst or most annoying karaoke song? I don't know about that. I don't know about, because karaoke songs, anything could be an annoying karaoke song. I think if you just wanted to go annoying songs, but we've kind of already done that. We'll keep trying. We have one segment left. We have one segment left to get those in. 713-780-3776. Text, call, whatever you want. Right now, what I know you want is good food. You can get that. Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. I'm excited I'm going on vacation because I'm probably going to swing by there at least two or three times while I'm out and about this holiday season. And you should, too. They're located at 1901 Taft in Midtown. And if you haven't heard me talk about it yet, first of all, punch yourself for not going out there. Second of all, listen closely because you're not going to want to miss this. Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen is a mix of both Southern comfort and Indian food. And you're saying, well, I've never heard of that. That's right, because it's new and it's one of the best things going right now. Everyone that's gone out there and tried it has gotten back to me and said just how much they love it. The food is delicious. The cool thing is the selection. Like I said, it's a fusion. So you've got quesadillas made with naan bread. You can get chicken curry. You can get chicken fried steak. They've got a Himalayan heat burger, which to me is one of the best burgers in Houston. You got to get out there and try that. They're also known for having the best buttered chicken in the city. So get out there and give that a shot as well. 1901 Taft in Midtown. All of the Indian food recipes or family recipes from Haas and his family that have been passed down and perfected over time. The cool thing is right now, if you get out there between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m., you can get their lunch special, that ESPN 97.5 special. It's a half-pound burger with fries for $8.99. Give that a shot. While you're there, they got a full-service bar. Get your drink on. Watch the game. And if you don't want to leave the house, have it delivered. DoorDash, Uber Eats, and Grubhub will bring Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen to your door. Look them up on Facebook, CNI713, for more information. 1901 Taft in Midtown. Whatever you do, get out there, take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world with Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back for the final segment of The Usual Suspects, where we turn it over to Fred, AJ, and The Blitz, who will take you home till 7 o'clock right here on ESPN 97.5.
We got some suggestions for Way Back Wednesday. G, the Never Dude, said, what about your UFC entrance songs? It's not bad. Obviously, the silence means they didn't like it, G.
I just don't know. I mean, that'll be tough for Joel, though.
Yeah, the UFC thing.
It'd be tough for him. That's all the reason why.
How about your favorite songs? I think he meant if you fought in the UFC, what would your walkout songs be?
And I'd have to choose 8 of them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that's what he was saying.
Yeah, I think that's what he would mean. How about your favorite song from each decade, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s? That's a lot of work.
You know what I found? When I'm searching for these songs, I'm so diligent trying to be like, first of all, we're almost all racing. But yeah. I'm trying to get, and then afterwards I go, dang it. Why didn't I think of that song and this song and that song? And my list would have been better, but.
Yeah.
I think I just care too much.
Blake Adams. Is that what it is? Blake Adams texted me or tweeted to me and said, hey, Barry, who's harder to work with, Joel or AJ?
Wow.
I'm not answering that question. Wait a minute, Barry. I meant Happy Hanukkah. No, I meant Kwanzaa. All right. That's none of those. Merry Christmas will do just fine. Truck Driver Joe said, Merry Christmas to you and the gang. So there you go. Done. Texts are out of the way.
Don't forget, Barry's going on vacation. You sure Joel can't go instead? There you go. Let's get that one out of the way, too.
I didn't want to read it.
I'll read it for you. 7622. Maybe you can go straight to hell.
Now he's going to start calling out family members and stuff. Remember last week?
Yeah, just remember that when you start tiptoeing on that ground, it can come back at you.
I should have never said anything. If I would have just deleted it and moved on.
No, you should have.
But
that was great.
I just said, see, here's some hate text that I won't read. And Joel's like,
I said, read it.
I'll read it. Yep. And apparently, NASCAR Johnny is moving on, guys.
Why?
He got a promotion. He's moving to a different market. He's leaving Houston. That's your friendly neighborhood beer salesman letting us know.
It's too bad.
Well, NASCAR Johnny, I'll be expecting you to listen on the app, my friend. Don't give up on us, sir. Never give up on us. All right.
Exactly.
You want to do this call?
Yeah, go ahead. Mark, what's up?
Hey, guys. What's going on? How you doing?
What's up,
man? Happy holidays.
You too.
Hey, so as far as the Rockets go, I would like the only blockbuster trade that I would accept at this point would be if, like, New Orleans just crapped the bed and they were putting up Boogie Cousins or Anthony Davis on the market. And as far like a low risk, high reward, like a backup post, because I do agree, I think we need more post help. Mm-hmm. Maybe like a Tyson Chandler or a Zach Randolph if he's available.
Good stuff, Mark. Here's the thing. I would agree with the fact that you are probably more in line with being accurate with the last suggestion, simply because if you're going to go out and make a trade for Anthony Davis, you're going to have to give up quite a bit to get him. And it's not, you have to come within 15% salary-wise, which means you're going to deplete a hell of a lot of your roster. So,
and I don't know that he fits this team.
I don't know.
I
think
the Brow?
I think the Brow fits just about any team in the league.
He can shoot. He's mobile.
Yeah, the biggest problem
you think
with the
he
intensity?
Fits into this offense?
I think he could, potentially.
Perfect,
from
runs
a pick
the
and
floor.
Roll perspective, yes.
And he runs the floor.
But that inside out, I don't.
And he blocks shots. The biggest problem they got with him right now is he won't go on the block anymore. He's so enamored with shooting face-up jumpers.
Yeah, but is he shooting threes or is it mid-range?
Both. But he's shooting threes and
mid-range.
I don't want
him shooting threes and mid-range jumpers.
Right, but you can adjust your game because based on the system. But if you're winning and playing with that team, think about what he does defensively, blocking shots. He still gets
Capella
tons of rebounds.
That.
Right. He's another Capella, but he's more offensively skilled.
But here's the thing. He's more offensively skilled in a way that doesn't fit necessarily like mid-range jumpers and your big men shooting three-pointers. You want a stretch four. They don't have a stretch five, and they don't mind that because Capella's job is to run the pick and roll. It's not to take outside three-pointers. It's not to take mid-range jumpers. It's run the pick and roll, set the screens, and be that guy. If you get a guy like the Brow, you want him to fit into that mold and that role, so you're actually taking away some of the reason that he's a superstar.
He can do the pick and roll?
No, I'm saying he can do the pick and roll, but I'm saying that part of his offense is what Joel just said. He can shoot the three. He can shoot the mid-range jumper. You're not having him do that in this offense.
Right, but you can adjust your game. You can adapt. Chris Paul just adapted his game.
But don't get me wrong. I'm not saying he's not fantastic.
If you take price tag out of the equation, he is a fantastic fit for this team. It's just never going to happen.
I tend to disagree, but
okay,
all right.
That's fine. All right, NASCAR Johnny, you mentioned him. He wants to chime in before we say farewell. What's up?
Hey, guys. I was calling to let you know I'm still going to be here for a couple weeks, but I'll still be listening. I just won't be as interactive. So, but I do want to truly thank you three guys. Y'all have made the afternoon very entertaining for me and my coworkers, and y'all help us get through today. So, Merry Christmas to y'all, guys, and I'll holler at y'all later.
Dude, appreciate that, man.
Appreciate that,
Johnny. Thanks, NASCAR Johnny.
You have yourself a wonderful holiday, and make sure wherever you go, you put us on the app or the podcast and keep in contact with us.
For real. And everyone texting in the show, wishing us Merry Christmas, Truck Driver Joe, everybody else, we appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Did we ever do favorite TV theme songs?
I hate you so much.
He was serious with trolling.
I hate you so much for asking that.
Why?
Because you know that we've done that 1,000 times.
Saying, hey, there's an idea that came up that maybe we should revisit.
No. No. We got to come up with something. You guys text me and I'll send you an email tomorrow.
Walkout music.
You're celebrating me leaving?
Yeah.
Jerk.
No, who's the comic of the week, too, by the way?
This week it's going to be Sean Rouse.
All right, cool.
And next week it should be Ron Schock.
Okie dokie.
Yeah.
So you got some homework to do if you want
to. I'll see you guys December 29th. I will be here for that show.
You're a funny guy. There will be no show on the 29th due to A&M basketball.
Oh, what? Well, look who's rolling over an extra vacation day. I'll be damned.
That, sure.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, guys.
Stay tuned for the Barry Warner Hour. Or the Barry Warner Show, that'll be 3 hours a day starting next week because we're all going to take vacation so we don't lose it. That's not true. Barry's out, but we'll be here, Nick and I, tomorrow as we'll continue to try and carry on without the legend.
Please.
Have a great holiday, my friend. I'm sure we'll be talking.
Yes, sir.
And in the meantime, you guys keep doing what you do. You keep listening to this station and keep us motivated every day with your participation. Fred, AJ, Jong, they're next. Nick, Barry, I, we're outfield till tomorrow. You guys have a great night right here on ESPN 97.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.